You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're waiting for your question or comment. Our lines are open. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Call us with your best holiday selling tip or anything eBay at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And I notice on the ever-bountiful chat board that our dear friend Wody Land has actually done some research, and she discovered that the product we were discussing earlier, where we thought the shipping was outrageous, measures, she used it, not she was able to find it on a another site, and they did provide the dimensions. It's 43 inches by 18 inches by 4.8 inches, and it weighs 2.7 pounds. Now, that makes sense. That may, is she, that's too big to use for any flat rate or regional boxes.
But, you know, she did bring up a good point at the end.
Yeah, and that's the important part I was going to read. And so Wody Land says, so I think she's actually offering the best possible shipping. But she is making herself look bad. I don't do free shipping normally, but I'd add it to this and charge more. Some competitors have this for $35. That makes sense.
Yeah, and it, you know what? It
so
is.
So we take back our original opinion.
In my opinion.
It was not informed by actual data.
Exactly.
And this is what happens when you assume.
And, but.
Lee made an ass out of me.
$7 and something is not a good price for this. A better price would be $35.
Right, with free shipping.
And some competitors have this, $35 with free shipping.
Exactly.
And she's better off doing that than, I mean, people are just turned off, even though I get it.
Yeah, they are turned off.
They're turned off when something costs $7 and the shipping is $16.
Absolutely.
You got to want it really bad. And if there's some available that look like a better deal, they're going to go there. So there you have it. Hey, you know, speaking of shipping, FedEx has rolled out a new flat rate shipping service, and it's marketing it to small businesses, including eBay sellers who are hungry for more predictable rates.
Really?
In addition to flat rate pricing, FedEx One Rate offers a dozen package options and 1, 2, and 3 day domestic delivery service. One rate pricing is determined by three factors: the type of package, the distance it's traveling, and the delivery service the shipper selects. You can read all about FedEx One Rate and even give it a try from a dedicated page in eBay's Small Business Center at, oh my God, cc.ebay.com/small-business-info/FedEx.
Well, could it be any more complicated?
I'm even sorry that I read that whole thing. Okay, here we go. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and we do have a caller. But before we go to the caller, Sandy from Webster, New York, known on eBay as Pay Per Money, said, hi, when listing an item and loading photos, I can load photos in the standard photo loader. If I want to add any more, it will not load any more until I dump cookies. If I am in a variation listing, each time I add one photo for each variation, I have to dump cookies between photo. This is very time consuming, and there are times I lose all of my ad info due to dumping cookies and have to start all over again, which is time consuming and frustrating. Yeah. I use Internet Explorer, which I always have, and this has been an issue now for several months.
Yeah, so I need more information. So she says she uses Internet Explorer. What
version
of Internet Explorer have you updated? What's your operating system? You need to write all this information down, and then you can send it to John the Bug Hunter at bughunter@ebay.com.
She said, nothing on my end has changed as far as computer or the way I list.
And that may be the problem.
I have photos cropped and ready to go, so unless a slight color change or enhance is needed, there's no more to do while in Photo Loader than just load. Why do the photos no longer load as they have in the past?
I don't know. And that's it's a job for John. And I suspect, from what I've talked, when I've talked to people in the past, this sounds like a browser issue. And it could be that the seller's browser needs to be updated. I don't know that for sure. I don't know the details, but that would be my guess, my uninformed guess at this point.
Also, Frida in Anaheim, California, eBay ID Frida store.
Oh, yeah,
Frida. Hi there. Recently, I sold a camera to someone who lives about 15 miles from me.
Mm-hmm.
He has never bought anything on eBay and messaged me he wanted to come pick it up.
Right.
He hasn't paid for it yet. 2 days.
Yeah.
So this got me thinking. Once someone buys an item, they have your address and can Google Earth it right down to street level and to your front door and backyard. If they see you have really expensive items and that you work out of your house, are you not setting yourself up for something scary to happen? Most people are good, and I really believe that, but then I do live in the city. What are your thoughts and advice about this security subject? Glad you're alive, Griff. Love you, Frida.
Not as much as I am. So, Frida, if that's a concern, and it might be for some people who operate out of their homes, then you use a post office box for your address. Problem solved. You don't have to use your physical location if you don't want to. You can rent a mailbox plus or whatever it is, or go to your post office and get a post office box if there's one available and use that.
I don't like people coming to my house.
Well, I
she's got this person coming to her house.
So that would be, I will not let anyone come to my house ever. I'm not set up for that. I will, and I have in the past. In fact, I just sold a rug this past summer to some very nice young couple from San Francisco who had just moved here. And what I did is I said, "Hey," she said, "I want to drive down and look at it before I buy it." And I said, "That'll be perfectly okay. We'll meet at eBay." So you meet for their safety and for your safety. You meet on well-lit, daytime, neutral ground where there's a lot of people around. Problem solved.
But like like a date.
Yeah, you can make a date out of it. Who knows, Frida?
Meet me at the coffee shop in the middle of the daytime, yes.
You might sell a camera and you might have a boyfriend.
Exactly.
You may not look in for one, but who knows? One must celebrate what passes by. As the song goes.
And a man who does, Tom, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Black and Gold Gifts. Hey, Tom, what's your question or comment today?
Oh, just calling to remind everybody about our meetup tomorrow night at 6:30 to 9:30 at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, PA, at the waterfront. I am driving right now, but I'll email you that information after the show, Lee.
Okay, actually, it's got to be done during the show. Because I send over this information as soon as the show's over before I leave the studio. Do your best.
All right, well, as soon as I get back, I will get that information to you.
All right, darling.
And with that, I'm going to have to say goodbye.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay,
I am driving.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ooh,
we don't want anybody to get into trouble by being
Can
on
you
the
imagine
phone.
If one of our callers was talking to us on the phone while they were driving and they got pulled over?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
No, I'm saying pulled over.
Oh, pulled over. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
License and registration. I know that one. It just happened to me recently. Did you know you were going 98 miles an hour?
But I was talking
no, but
to
if you
eBay
have a few
Radio.
Bars, I might be able to, right.
So, Sonny from Salt Lake City, Utah, known on eBay as Pet Number One, said, "Hey, Griffin Lee, I just wanted to comment on something Cindy Sorley mentioned." He's talking about when Cindy was a guest the other day on the show.
Okay.
She said, "Treat buyers the way you want to be treated." This is so profound and really can change the way sellers think and operate. So many sellers, including me, until I remember Cindy and Griff are sitting on my shoulder, come from a place of fear. They are worried about protecting themselves, their revenue, their reputation, their business. But honestly, if we sellers instead come from a place of excitement and anticipation, the way we treat our buyers will reflect that.
Yeah.
And buyers will respond and they will flock to us. Who doesn't want to be treated like the most important person on earth? Who doesn't want to feel valued? This is the greatest lesson I've learned as a seller over the years. And yes, we will encounter a few unpleasant buyers. But if we've built our business correctly, we can handle that. And believe me, those few unpleasant experiences will be overwhelmed by the increased number of great experiences we and our buyers enjoy. Be upbeat, be positive, give the benefit of the doubt, be generous, and most importantly, be warm, humorous, and thankful to the buyers who choose to shop with you.
Hmm.
Wow. Sonny in Salt Lake, Utah.
Well, Sonny, we couldn't have said it better ourselves.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. It's the whole... I'm sort of Oh, I shouldn't be surprised. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to say it. I shouldn't be surprised.
Well, I spent a little time this morning and last night. Well, you know, I do wake up at 3 in the morning now and feel, what can I do? Let me check Facebook. But I should
call me. I'm up, too. I wake up in the middle of the night every night.
In the middle of the night. What's wrong with us? Is this just something that old people do
now? I think it's age. Yeah. I don't know what the heck it is, but maybe we have too many things on our mind. I don't know.
I suppose. And, somebody had tagged me on a Facebook group about something, and I made a general point, says, don't call. I said, don't call customer support about this. And somebody else posted, I'm so confused. An eBay employee is telling me not to call customer support. I'm so confused. And I said, no, don't be confused. My point in telling you not to call customer support on this is that this is a big girl issue. You can figure this out on your own. You don't need customer support. And in fact, they may give you, as they sometimes do, advice that might not be the best. In this case, it was somebody asking for a partial refund and they didn't want to give it. Don't give it. You don't have to. Just say, thanks. Send the item back for a full refund. And I'm happy to, take it back. And the person said, I want a partial. I really don't want to send it back. And well, what am I supposed to do? I guess someone said, call eBay customer support. And I said, no, don't waste time on this. And what surprised me is how many people in these individual transactions put a lot of time into this, not just in the Facebook post, waiting online or talking to customer support, dealing with hours and hours on one transaction. Make your statement, make your decision, make your move, and move
shut
on.
Up and list.
Shut up and sell more, as Jason said. I'm just concerned about how much time people waste on these individual transactions. We're eager to take your call here at 888-RADIO-30. It's 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask It.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Today we're going to talk about the profit opportunity in buying post-holiday liquidations. As we all know, the holiday season is the busiest shopping time of the year. And more buying means more returns, whether in store or online. Returns may be bad news for retailers, but they are great news for those of us who buy and sell in the secondary market. The post-holiday months are the best time to stock up on inventory, and even though it's March, good deals are still around. With the heavy flow of holiday returns, liquidators must sell off this product quickly to keep warehouses from overflowing. The best way to move product quickly is to offer discounted pricing. If you have the storage space available, make sure to take advantage of the deals available in the months following the holidays.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show's a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community. Since 1999, you better call us while you can because, you know, time is short. Things run out, as I learned last month. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Someone asked me if I would give them an update on my health. Do we really want to do this?
Please.
All right.
Because people are asking me like crazy, and of course I say, well.
So I'm recovering. So what I had was a lower GI bleed. It's because I have something that 80% of the population has, which is diverticula. And these are little pouches on your
colon.
Right. And 12 years ago, I had most of that side of my colon removed. But not all of it, because the surgeon left some behind. Why? No one seems to know. Somewhere in there, some bleeding started one day, and it was pretty serious. And I passed out, and the ambulance came, and I was bleeding outside everything. I mean, it was just blood everywhere. It's disgusting. I lost a total of 6 liters of blood within 5 days.
And you had a premonition of some sort that something was bad, and you went down. This is part of the story. He's upstairs. He's bleeding.
No. You're getting it all wrong.
Oh,
it was
okay,
early in the day when I was It was just starting, and I thought, you know, I think I'm going to do something. So I went on LegalZoom and wrote my will.
Yeah. See?
$100. I wrote my will.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to rewrite it. I got it all wrong. They were able to, the first time they went in and looked, they couldn't find what it was, but they thought they found it, so they clipped it, and I was getting better. I mean, I wasn't bleeding. So after 2 days, they sent me home, and 4 hours after I got home, it started again, so I had to go back in and spend another 6 days. And this time, they just clipped everything. In fact, I don't know about you, but I actually think colonoscopies are kind of amusing. You get Versed, and you get that other drug that's like Demerol. I keep forgetting what it's called. And you're awake, but everything's kind of copacetic, if you know what I mean. And this doctor says, well, I just put 14 clips. I just clipped every single one. I said, oh, great. Now I've got a blinged colon. Will I be able to go through TSA on my, you know, when I go to flights? And then right now what's happening is all that stuff stopped. But, you know, I lost so much blood, and I had 14 units transfused. So
which is more than we have.
Yeah, so basically none of my blood was my own. And I thought, well, you know, I'll recover in a couple of weeks and I'll be my own self. And it's not happening. I'm just so lethargic most of the time. I make it through the day and about halfway through.
It's because you're anemic.
It's because my hemoglobin is
good. Yes.
So I thought it would come back fast. And I went to see the doctor yesterday. He said, are you foolish? It takes 3 months. And I went, oh, I got this to look forward to for 3 months.
Just take it easy.
I am.
Rest as much as you can.
You know, at work, they're so good to me. I can come and go as I want. And I just, you know, so they said, just do whatever it takes to be healthy. So, how nice. What a nice place to work, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So I'm okay. Don't worry about me. I'll just sit here in the dark. You never call. You never write. You didn't visit. It's just as well you didn't visit. I wouldn't see visitors because, without going into any graphic details, lower GI blood has one very unpleasant side effect, and it has something to do with stink, and you don't want to know any more than that.
And
I just was too embarrassed to see anyone.
And when something like this happens to somebody we care about...
Who's that?
We're not sure what to do.
Oh, me?
Like me, like I waited, and then I finally did call you in the hospital. And, well, Howie called me first.
Oh, he did.
Howie called me the night you were taken to the hospital, called me, because you were taken Monday night, and the show was Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so he called me. He says, well, I said, well, what happened? How is he? And Howie says, well, just a moment. I'll let him tell you. And he passed you the phone. And I was a little relieved. At least you were alive.
Talked to you?
You talked to me. You don't remember right?
No, I don't.
Really? You don't remember anything you said?
Nope.
Well, thank you so much for the car. I mean, I couldn't believe. Thank you so much. I went and picked it out and signed your name. Thank you, Griff.
It's my pleasure.
My little blue BMW convertible.
It's, you finally
you
got
know,
it.
We're calling it the Griff.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyway,
don't make me laugh. It tires me out.
So now, so you just have to relax for a few months and take care of yourself.
Yeah, and so this is how old I am. So the doctor yesterday says, and you need to take iron supplements. I said, oh, okay. So I went into Walgreens yesterday and I said, do you still sell Geritol?
Oh, God.
You know, for us seniors with iron poor blood. And yeah, so that and here's the upside. There is a great upside. So I'm shedding the pounds. And
yeah.
Next, come June, you're going to see a different guy in Las Vegas,
I tell you. I'm going to have to really go to work here.
I'm going to be a...
Svelte.
I wouldn't wait. I mean, Svelte, Zaftig, something in between.
Well, Griff, we're all happy that you made it.
Thank you.
And it did scare the hell out of us, all of us.
You can imagine how frightened I was.
I'm sure you were.
I do remember hollering one thing one night before I passed out, and I heard a code over the intercom and was surrounded by six or seven nurses and orderlies that had a look of horror on their face. And I realized that the sound of a waterfall was actually my body, my lifeblood dripping out the sides of the gurney. And I remember screaming, help, I think I'm dying. And then I don't.
And you were.
And I was. Yes.
Well, we're happy you got good care, babe.
Thanks.
And thank you for telling us all about it because.
Well, I thought. Because people keep asking and I keep thinking, oh, should I say or not?
Yes, people want to know.
So that's the last of it. I'm never going to mention it again.
Well, okay.
Until next week.
Feel better. Just relax, okay?
I'm trying, but you know, all this laughing is tiring me out. So
okay, well,
serious.
Here's one that's not a laugh.
Okay.
Okay, this is from George.
George.
In Elgin, Illinois.
Oh, I know where that is.
User ID GeorgeK809. Griff.
Yeah.
Well, he's got one for Griff and one for me. But anyway, Griff, I have an international buyer who purchased a power supply for $100 plus about $100 shipping to Italy. The buyer is asking me to bill them separately through PayPal for the shipping charge and then send an eBay invoice for the purchase price and free shipping. I usually accommodate special requests from buyers, but this sounds like a scam.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
If I insist on a single PayPal payment, I may lose the sale. Should I accept the two PayPal payments?
No.
You always say we should please the customer.
Yes, I do, but within reason. There are some types of requests that simply don't make any sense, and you don't have to grant them. And in this particular case, I wouldn't do that. I just what they're trying to do is to get off from, I would suspect, is paying some sort of duties or VAT. And it's being shipped to Italy?
It's being shipped to Italy. And
yeah,
my,
I wouldn't do this at all. Absolutely
especially
wouldn't.
Especially Italy, right?
Especially Italy.
Especially
babe.
Italy.
Love you, Italy. Love you to death. Wanted to live there. Bought a house there.
Oh, he also said he offered to relist the item at $200 with free shipping, but the buyer declined.
Yeah, see, something's up. Yeah, you don't need the sale that badly. And if you do, somebody else will buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, and the thing is, you don't want to train buyers into thinking it's okay to make those requests all the time. And the best way to do that is to put the kibosh on.
Plus, something sounds fishy.
Something sounds. It's Italy. It sounds fishy.
Very fishy.
I hope Italy doesn't sue me now.
Misha, Des Moines, New Mexico, known on eBay as Classy Souls. Hi, Misha. Welcome. What's your question or comment today?
Hey, Griffin Lee, oh, Lee, I'm so excited for your new car, and I hope you'll post pictures of the little BMW for us.
I will. No, it's no, blue, no, just no, the no. one I wanted. He told me in the hospital, he says, Lee, I don't know if I'm going to live or not, so I've always wanted you to have that car.
No,
and he says, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Sweetheart.
I don't know if you're going to make it, so, you know.
I gave so much, it hurts.
And, Griff, thank you so much for your help Tuesday. And I was too polite to ask about your medical situation, so thanks for giving us an update. Appreciate that.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's just I didn't want to be a TMI guy about it.
No,
yet I was.
We wanted to know. We're all adults,
yeah.
Okay? We're all adults. We can...
Okay.
We get
I'll give
it.
You, more you want some more information?
We get it.
I'm an expert with a bedpan. I can get that thing underneath me and I'll...
Enough already.
I just fly up in the air.
Oh, so Misha,
yeah, okay.
What you got for us today, babe?
Yeah. What's up, Misha?
Well, I have a question about a listing glitch, it seems like. I usually try and do a lot of item specifics, And so this is just a normal item. I didn't want a listing dish, but I think I need to do this in order to get the information I need. It's 181.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, we have to go there.
Okay. 181.
273.
273.
Go.
645.
Did you say 645?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
645.
261.
261.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, let's look.
Samsung Google Nexus.
Ooh, what a nice phone.
Okay, so I switched to iPhone, so now I want to sell this one. But anyway, what my issue is I tried to list more item specifics, and I got them in there, and then it took them away. Except for one, and I'm in the revise right now. It's cellular band, and I wanted to put that it's GSM. And if I click, and this happens sometimes in other listings,
yeah.
I'll click on an item specific, nothing happens. And it doesn't do it regularly, so I didn't think it was a John thing, because it's like if he can't reproduce it, you know, and if I edit it, you know, if I go to try and list it and then go back in and edit it, sometimes I can click on some of these item specifics or one that I want to put in myself, and I can get it in. But this I cannot even...
So, Misha, hold the phone, and we'll come back to you after this break, and we'll try to figure this out, because this sounds like a real tricky one, so stay with us. This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, family-owned business, providing quality shipping supplies. 888-723-4600.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Join Mark Fagiano, founder and CEO of TaxJar. Learn about collecting sales tax in multiple states, the general rules for online sellers, and more. The webinar is free Wednesday, December 11th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You hear about the BubbleFast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at BubbleFast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or
ship happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shippingtipsandtricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.